Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Chance, motherfucking happy hour. Make some noise! And right now, we got the four-time champion of the world. I seen this man come into this boxing game and dominate. I seen him destroy at 130 pounds. Then he came up and went up in weight. He went to 100 and I don't like him at 147. I think we're going to go down and we're going to go up. But
very specific.
If the man gets focused, there's no other person. This Floyd Mayweather, then it's him. When everybody kept saying that this was the next Floyd Mayweather, and now people are going on and they say they're giving it Errol Spence. But I know that this brother right here, if he gets focused, he can be a five-time, six-time, maybe even seven-time world champion. Right now, we're giving it up for Adrian Broner. And now it's not about building, it's about boxing. You serious about the boxing right now?
Of course I'm serious about the boxing, but right now, the space I'm in, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm not cornering myself in. You know, I got a God, I'm God-gifted. He gave me a lot of talent tonight, you know. I had this passion for music since I was a kid.
Right.
And right now I'm focused on my music thing and just having fun.
But we're not throwing boxing away. We can't do that.
No. You can't throw boxing away. I wouldn't be where I'm at without that.
Because we got to get Garcia back. I don't like that. I'm going to throw that out there. I'm gonna be honest. Garcia is not a better fighter than you.
Listen,
I'm going to be honest to you. Listen, you are one of the most athletic people that we got, we need you. You've coming from the hood. We need you to get focused. We need you to get back, and we need you to whip Garcia's ass.
I got you. I mean, you know, you know, as of right now, you know, it's about spending time with the family, spending time with the kids. That's what I've been doing. But you know, it already been talks. You know, We doing what's best for me. You never know. I know one thing though. My next fight gonna be bigger than my last fight. For sure.
Right. Because we need you back on. What was it? Last fight was Showtime, correct?
Yeah.
We need you back on Showtime. Well, you are a pay per view fighter. I just feel like
I already told him. No disrespect to CBS and PBC, but they water me down.
Yeah. When you talking about the fights with the commercials in between.
Yeah.
They
water me
TV.
Down. So you know, I already told you, if it ain't Showtime, I ain't rolling.
Right. I mean, that's how it is. So now describe for us, how does a person even get into boxing? Because
from the ground.
I know your story from you getting locked up.
Where are you from originally?
Cincinnati.
Okay. Yeah.
From you getting locked up, and how did you turn your life around and come home and box and save your life? I believe that's your words you said.
Yeah, I've been boxing since I was 6 years old. Me and my twin brother. You know what I'm saying? I got a twin brother too.
But training as a boxer, just in the streets.
Do he fuck your
fighting?
Bitches?
No, huh?
Do he fuck your bitches?
He can.
Let's make some noise to your twin brother fucking your bitches. God damn it. I know if I had a twin brother as a boxer, I'm knocking his bitches down.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and And honestly, he, you know, it's still arguments that he was better than me.
In boxing?
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
But it's just so crazy. Like, ironically, we our birthday just passed. We was 13. And we came in the house, and then my dad was right there. And he was like, "Dad, if I win this next tournament, can I quit?" Because he wanted to take after my big brother and, and all of them. So, my dad was just bullshit. He said, "Yeah." So we go to the tournament, and he stops everybody. He like he knocks out everybody. He win the tournament, right. And he really quit. And then it's just like he just left it to me.
Wow!
Damn!
Wow!
So how old was he when he quit?
13.
Oh shit!
So what day? What was the moment where you said, "Yo, I'm gonna take this all away, and I'm gonna like become a professional boxer"? Because everybody in the hood think they could fight.
Believe it or not, growing up, I was scared to turn pro as a kid. Cause I used to watch the fights or whatever. Well, I really didn't watch the professional fights that much. I used to just always watch amateur boxing. But then every time I see professional boxing, they always had cut real bad cuts. Yeah. And I'm like, man, hold on, I ain't.
And some of them couldn't talk good.
Yeah, all that. And then I'm getting older and start going into the streets. But every day I always go to the gym.
Right.
You know, it was times where I used to ask my coaches, like, can I sleep here?
Right.
And I'm serious, like, I don't want to leave. Can I sleep here? I want to sleep here and wake up in the gym. And I just stayed at it, got in trouble, got out of trouble. And then it was just like, I remember when I was locked up, I'm facing 57 years.
Damn.
Everybody like, they like.
It's for the robbery?
Yeah, that's for a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
57 years worth of shit.
All right.
So they like they like, man, he never getting out. That's a girl drink. He like
we got to celebrate that you made it from the hood.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna just pour the rosé if you drink some.
Oh for sure.
You know what I mean?
So I'm this hearing the rumors. Word. I'm hearing the rumors like he never gonna get out this and that at this time. The Olympic trials is coming up. Right. I missed the Olympic trials. I was supposed to go to the Olympics that year. I was
what year is this? What Olympics is this?
2008.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm 17. I got bounded over and I got trialed as an adult.
Damn.
So I'm 17 at the time. I was supposed to go to the Olympics at this time. I missed that. So one day, I remember, they had me in Edmund Stead, 23 hours in, 1 hour out.
Okay.
Because I was just fucking around in there. I was wrecking it. I was acting crazy. So one day, I'm writing a rap. I remember like yesterday, I'm writing a rap. And in the middle of the rap, I'm like, I put the pen and I'm like, let's say I beat this shit. What am I gonna do? And like it's crazy, but this is how I'm really talking to myself. I'm in a room by myself. In a juvenile pen, you couldn't have a roommate. So I'm in a room by myself. I'm like, what am I gonna do? Go to school? I'm like, nah, I'm smart, but I ain't fuck that school shit. He's like, rap? I'm like, rapping, like who really gonna make it in rapping?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then I'm like, go back out here and hustle and be back in here? Nah. All I got is boxing.
Right.
So then I'm like, if I'm boxing.
Right.
This is what I'm gonna do.
So, cause throughout all that, right, you grew up, but when you just made $1 million on your last fight, just for one fight. Right?
On paper.
What makes you? What on makes papers. You? My bad. But what makes you even want to have a passion?
Cut that though.
Okay.
Note to Haz.
What makes you even want to have the passion to like pursue music? Like, cause you're already dominated in your field. Like anybody who got 36 minutes.
Me and my twin brother, like, we've been around music since we were 6 years old as well. My uncle, my uncles and all them, they had labels and. And studio was in our house, and every day we used to watch my uncle make beats and do all this with music. And they was big. They was getting big, but they never caught that break. You know what I'm saying? But we was around it all day.
Right.
So it was like...
A lot of people don't know where you from. It's real.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm talking about real. Like,
yeah.
For real.
Hold it's on. A war out there right now.
And what's the war out there
right now?
Huh?
There's a war out there right now?
Yeah,
didn't the police arrest you over there? Was that over there where they arrested you for an old warrant? And you told the nigga, I'm rich, motherfucker.
Oh, you were driving crazy or something.
You told the police, I'm rich. Nigga, what you doing?
They just had shot up my Suburban. They just shot like 30 shots at my Suburban.
Oh, word.
So what happened was, I'm in my hood. Right. I'm in my hood. Right. I'm like, man, I ain't about to stay till it get late. Right. I'm in a little bar. Right? I don't give a fuck. I'm on my side.
Right.
So I leave out. I'm like, it's a light. I don't know why there's light right here, but it's a light. But the light literally take like 15 minutes to change.
Mm.
So I ran a light. Boom.
Mm. Ain't feel right.
No, I don't ever stay there.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you why I run. I ran that light. Boom. So I'm listening to my music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear, doom, doom, doom. It was awkward, but I'm thinking it's the music.
Right.
And then I hear, doom, doom, doom. I'm like, oh.
Right.
So they hitting the car up, the windows breaking it up. So I get out of there. I stay calm. This ain't the first time I've been through a situation. So that's the only reason that got me out of there. Plus, right. I was in a Suburban. I wasn't in none of my small cars.
Right.
So I get out of there or whatever. But where I stayed at the time, it wasn't in Cincinnati. I stayed across the Arroyo in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So
where
I'm
rich
still
white people at.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
So I'm still driving like they chasing me, even though I don't think they was no more because I'm gone. But I'm still driving like shh.
That adrenaline was so pumping.
Right.
So I get across the bridge or whatever, and I get off on my exit. I'm still running lights, and so the police seen that.
Right.
In Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's when they pulled me over. And then they like, so when they pulled me over in front of the place, it's like four cars. They all get out and they like, why are you driving so crazy? Then they look at the car and I'm like, yeah.
Right.
And they like, oh, shit. So then it was just over after that. They was going to let me go.
Right.
But they like, do you know who did this? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So then they like, but we still got to take your name and stuff. But I had a warrant from like 4 years ago.
And they took you down, but you told a nigga, I'm rich.
Yeah.
Don't make the noise for AB being rich, goddammit.
Said to the cops,
I'm rich. What the fuck I'm running for a warrant for? It's true, though. I had to agree with you at that moment. I was like, yo, look, motherfucker just didn't know. Like, you had a warrant. Like,
one time,
I remember I pissed somewhere, and I got a ticket for it. I totally forgot to pay the shit. Totally forgot.
Right.
They came
random
at me.
Shit.
And I'm like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying?
No, they tried to give me 9 months for that shit.
But you didn't piss though.
Huh?
You didn't piss. What was your warrant for?
That was pissing.
Some shit called what they something conduct or
disorderly conduct
okay. And
like at a club or something?
Nah.
Well, just so you know, AB, this is what Drink Champs is. We are disorderly conduct. God damn it. You are here. Again, you ain't got a drink, but I feel like we should celebrate your career. You came from Cincinnati, Ohio. You made it from the bottom, and you here. You just got $1 million for your last fight. That, to me, is something to celebrate. Any black man that could come out of the gutter and make these type of numbers and coming from there and doing what you did, I say we celebrate that. Let's make some motherfucking noise. Hey, take a little rosé. We got a little what's that called? Tequila. It's the best.
I got some
Aguardiente.
We got some Colombian white.
It's the best tequila in the world. Okay.
And Ciroc. We got Ciroc in the building.
Yeah, I feel like I take a shot of Ciroc. Are you in?
I got Colombian white. You want to take a shot of Colombian white? I'll take a Ciroc and you take Colombian white.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome.
I love Diddy.
What's your passion? What is if you had to choose right now? Like, let's say, take away your accolades, take away everything you just did. Now you starting off as a little kid again, right? Boom. But now this
again,
time,
as a kid,
again. Now this time you have a choice.
Oh, but after living this life?
No, you ain't lived this life. Like, yeah, you ain't lived this
life
yet.
I don't know nothing about it.
So if you had to start all over and you had to pick one, God said to you, look, you're going to be successful in one. Which would you pick? Would it be boxing or would it be music?
Boxing.
I liked it.
He said that.
I wanted you to answer that.
Immediately.
Like that. For real. Because,
no question.
Because, see, me, I grew up, like, my father was not nothing big. He was boxing the Golden Gloves. So I always, like, follow boxing. I can't say I'm a fanatic. I can say I'm just a follower. Like,
exactly,
I'm the guy from the stands. So I probably don't know as much as I think I know.
Exactly.
But me looking from the outside in, I know.
I can tell by the way you're talking, you passionate about boxing.
He is.
I can tell. It's certain people who just from being
blood,
from the outside.
Solid,
right? You know what I'm saying? But
so,
I can tell
so
you.
So let me ask you something, right? You and Floyd Mayweather, when I first looked at y'all, I looked at y'all like, almost like, and this might sound crazy, but like Biggie and Jay-Z. Okay. What I mean by that, like, when I looked at Big and Jay-Z.
Mentor and mentee?
No, that wasn't mentor and mentee. No. That was homie and homie.
Yeah.
But, although,
you don't think Biggie was a little bit of a mentor to Jay-Z?
I think he was a little bit of a mentor, but just in the game, but not in life.
Okay.
In life, sense. I felt like they were even in life. Had been through the same amount of stuff.
Right.
So when I looked at you guys.
But you can't say that in life with me and bruh.
No, I don't know. I'm an outsider looking in. That's why I describe.
So I respect what I said him. There. I respect everything he went through, but mm-hmm. I'm really like 10 toes down when it comes to that.
So yeah, but what happened with y'all relationship? Because it was like this was the
it's still good. Everything good. Brothers, listen, brothers fight.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my twin have fought every fucking day, but we wake up and we go out and this what's up, bro?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nothing happened.
Right.
But it's just like that situation, you know, when you get to that type of level of success.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do it with my brothers, and they be like, "Nigga, you tripping?" And they go off on me how I went off on him.
Right.
But it's like you'll sometimes do something, but you won't think it's wrong.
Right, right.
You'll say something, but you probably don't think it's wrong. But nigga, you just said some bullshit.
Right.
You tripping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that was. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't nothing serious.
Right. Now, it's beautiful to see y'all make up. And also, he was the promoter on this last fight, correct?
Yeah, he was the promoter
on this last fight. I thought that was dope. So now that we're speaking about Mayweather, this is probably the biggest event in boxing right now, right?
Shit.
Is this, what's his name?
McGregor.
McGregor. Now, the thing about McGregor, I hope Revolt plays this episode very fast because McGregor actually called him a monkey. That part.
Nah, that's bullshit.
That's like some you tripping. Foul. That's like, I understand promoting the fight.
He took it too far.
I don't think
I could have stood.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, ain't nobody gonna fuck up their money, but it's just like, you tripping. Like, them when you get your goofies, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, he just turned everything racial. Although boxing is racial.
Let me
anyway.
Ask you, for me, like, I'm the person that doesn't know shit about none of this.
All right.
For the person, you know, they talking that is fake, is and you're close to it. None of that is fake, I'm assuming.
Nah.
Is any of it set up for entertainment?
Of course you want to sell tickets. I can say that. But
I know there's a little bit of it, but
let him talk.
Listen, none of it is fake. None of it is set up. I'm going to just tell you what it is. You got McGregor just being himself.
Right.
And Floyd finally fighting somebody who's as outspoken or more outspoken than him.
Right. Okay.
That's just what it is. Right. Floyd never, think about it. Floyd never fought nobody that was as outspoken as him.
Like outrageous.
He always had to
was trying to be a little bit. But I know what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like two villains fighting.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shane ain't gonna get up there and say half of the shit McGregor is saying to this man.
I didn't like what McGregor said. He said monkeys, and then he said,
"Dance for me, boy." Is what?
Yo, that's crazy.
That
like,
did it. For
listen,
me.
If people you hate Floyd Mayweather, if you hate and you black, you Latino, you are of this culture, and I don't mean to shut off a waste war, but I'm just saying, even if you white. And you hate people who act like that, or you should be rooting for Floyd Mayweather. One, because he's from America, and this is America, motherfucker. That's one. And two, just for that racist let's make some noise for whipping his ass. God damn it.
You know what's crazy? I actually just did an interview, and what I remember in it, they asked some question, and I'm like,
give it to Boris. Give it to E.
The American people supported they fighters, how the other countries support their fighters?
Yeah. Right.
Mike, we'll be on another level when it comes to superstar.
No, but I'll tell you something. I was watching ESPN First Take, and it was an interesting point that Stephen A. Smith brought up. He said that the minute Floyd Mayweather fought Ricky Hatton, and then the Brits...
Shots fired, man.
My bad. And when he said the minute the Brits start booing the national anthem, all of the USA started going for Floyd, even though people from USA wasn't even for Floyd. So I think that's crazy in boxing. I remember going to a Pacquiao. I didn't even go to the fight. I was about to say going to a fight. I would have been fronting.
But it's kind. But the another reason what people don't know though is that like I'm more of a star in the Europeans because over there they don't have.
Right.
Football, the NBA, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Boxing is their next biggest sport after soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
See what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
That's all they got to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably another reason why boxing is so big over there. But they support system over there is just crazy. Right. Like.
This Mother's Day, join CARE in honoring the resilience of mothers around the world. In Sierra Leone, facing one of the world's highest maternal mortality rates, one nurse named Zainab has not lost a single mother. Supported by CARE's work, Zainab's clinic has become a beacon of hope in her community. Zainab's spirit extends to CARE's work worldwide, aiming to ensure every mother's safety during childbirth. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Let me ask you, going back to the shit that McGregor was saying.
Yeah.
If after all the shit he was saying, the fight is done, no matter who wins,
yeah,
it's all good between them two.
No.
Is that good sportsmanship? Is
no,
that,
it's
is
not.
That acceptable?
It's not.
Is that acceptable?
Oh, you got to me, do it.
For the moment, but I'm saying, like,
let me say something.
But,
if Floyd didn't endorse Donald Trump recently, this would be in black tabloid terror.
Wait. What about Donald
but
Trump?
But Floyd endorsed Donald Trump, so that's like taking black away from you.
Right.
Like, if you say, I'm down with Trump, you like, a stripe of black comes off. I'm black, I'm telling you. The black experience. When you vote for someone, you go, it's like, you get light skin. It's out the blue. You just wake up and you fucking look like kid and play. Right. The kid part. I'm just telling you. Like, I'm just serious. But had Floyd been Slime or Earl Spencer, like somebody that has not denounced, because that's what it's somewhat doing, yeah, when you endorse somebody that clearly hates your people,
mm-hmm, right,
clearly does not like the people that you are around. So, but had he had not did that, this would have been on black Twitter crazy. It would have been on everybody. But everybody's sitting back and saying, you know, Floyd is a part of that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think Floyd is one of the greatest, but I see why the black people ain't step up, but that still in all, I can't forgive
and
you for saying
really
something like that. Like, if you say something like that, that's not promoting your fight. Like, I could say your moms or something like that, but
yeah,
I can't even say, like, you know, torture. This is what, like the black struggle is not fake.
Yeah.
This shit is not made up. Like, calling people monkeys,
not to be played
is
with,
really is a really
that's
bad.
Going deep.
Saying dance for me, boy.
No, that's going
like,
deep.
That's and I was cool, and Floyd grabbed his flag, put it around him, and still didn't really disrespect it, just did it.
You know why, though?
Uh-huh.
Yo, E, I just received my clothes, man. You know, it's like I got a personal style. It's like I got Groovy Lou on standby.
You got that Bombfell.com.
Bombfell.com. Don't forget that .com.
You like that outfit?
I like that outfit, y'all.
Every month.
$2,500 we got?
We negotiate $25 off your first purchase for all the Drink Champs Army.
$25 off.
Yeah.
That sounds sweet.
Bombfell.com/drink.
Bombfell.com/drink. Let me get a rosé because it's Mr. Lee's birthday. Let's do it.
That's bombfell.com/drink. Drink.
And get personalized. They send you the clothes just for you.
Bombfell.com.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Bangata.
Because Floyd knows once that bell rings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's game time.
Have you ever been in that situation where, and I don't want to go back to this fight too, but have you ever been in that situation where somebody just talking so much shit to you? Wasn't it Pointy Martin last? You fuck this bitch, right? You fuck this bitch.
God,
yeah. Yeah, you fuck this bitch. Make some noise when you fuck this bitch. I remember that. just hit me just now. I didn't even put that together
you
like
know,
that.
You know, it's crazy. People thought it was real.
What? It wasn't real.
People thought I was joking.
Right. But, so how did this happen? Huh? Y'all start beefing and you see his chicken.
I never told this story, but I'm going to tell it.
All right, let's go. Because we ain't taking shots. Because, you got to give us something.
Listen. Because me and Polly, we cool. We put everything.
That's my man. I like
that's
him.
That's my dude. But I got to tell the story.
Got to tell the story.
So.
My nigga.
I'm a youngster. Mm-hmm. I'm a youngster. Mm-hmm. Two-time world champion at the time. Right. I'm jumping up from 35. I'm jumping up two weight classes.
Okay.
I'm skipping 140. I'm fighting 147 and just fighting one of the champions, probably at the time.
Yeah.
So
in Brooklyn, was
in his hometown,
correct? Right. Go ahead.
So it's the week of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
My little brother,
mm-hmm.
Robert Easter Jr., who's world champion now,
mm-hmm.
my fighter as well.
Mm-hmm.
He say, "Hey, big bro." I think it was like mm-hmm. Sunday after we get done working out. Mm-hmm. He said, "Big bro, you know I got like his chick number off Twitter."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, he is like, "Yeah, man, we be texting." I say, "Give me your number right now." Right? Then I hit her up. Boom, boom, boom. I'm really not believing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I see the pictures. I'm like, oh, shit, this bitch crazy.
Wait, you went on her gram and you seen the pictures of her together?
I just went on Twitter.
Oh, okay. And Twitter told it all. This is his chick. All right, take it from there.
So mm-hmm. I'm like, boom. So I ain't even tried the first day. So mm-hmm. the next day, after training, this is the week of the fight. Mm-hmm. Promise to God. I'm like, bro, I'm about to call this bitch over, bro. She came over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? They had to be going through something. I don't know. Man.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, she really came over. So when she came over, Bunny's in the fucking room. He's like, I really want to see her just come over. Because he been talking to her for like a long time now.
Because his little bro you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, my little brother. He been texting her for a long time now. Mm-hmm. But he been told me. I just never paid attention to it till mm-hmm. then. So... Mm-hmm. She come over, she tell me how they all in love and all this one shit. I'm like, man, I don't hear all that.
Right.
Rub my feet, bro.
Mm-hmm. She rubs your feet?
Yeah, she got them training. Yeah, get in the shower, yeah, rub my feet.
In the shower?
No, I got in the shower, got out, yeah, turned on, see, I went hip to the Netflix, so I just turned, like when you...
Oh, y'all Netflix and chilled?
No. I just turned on the movie.
Your fire you stick and dick.
Listen, when you in a hotel, you just hit select and then all the movies pop up. So took it to a movie, she rubbed my feet and all this. Mm. So I'm like, man, listen, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take all your clothes off. You been outside, like them clothes is dirty, like I'm tripping. And you know where that
I ain't
went.
Never heard that one.
So
wash your clothes.
No, them dirty, you not even outside. Those some dirty clothes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So, no, I'm serious. It works every time, too. Y'all take it.
You've been out in the air too long. You've been out in the air too long.
It works. So she, it happened. Boom. So I wake up the next day. Bunny's just laughing. So the next day we had the press conference.
Yes, okay. Because this was cold blooded.
Oh, foul! You told them in the press conference.
Foul! Yeah, I see this. This
is foul.
Okay. So what he said that made you want to reveal that? Because you could have held that, but he must have said something to tick you off, or didn't you was just petty that day?
See, I think that was the first press conference. That was the first press conference.
I thought it was the second press.
No,
it was the first? Okay.
That was the
okay.
first press conference okay. when I put it on. I told you, Bunny been talking to this chick.
And you
so
said,
I called her.
All right.
Boom. That was the first press conference, I think.
But then, when you revealed it, the second press conference, you revealed it at, right?
No.
Okay.
At the second press conference, I didn't come in unless she came in with me.
Oh, my God.
So, so Golden Boy, they going crazy. They like, everybody out there waiting on you. So I cussed him. I said, man, listen, I don't give a fuck. We gonna fight anyway. So I walk away.
Uh-huh.
2 minutes later, they said, fuck it, let her in. Cause Polly was crying. He was like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
He was
don't
saying,
let her in. So, uh-huh. So we walked through there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, and it just went crazy.
And everybody knew that that's his bitch.
Yes.
Oh,
wimping that.
Man. Let's make some noise for the disrespect.
That's heart wrenching.
So, like, I was just, like God was on my side. Like God, like, cause I had some blessings because
God was a part.
Listen, I'm not sure you want to involve God in this.
No, because you gotta understand, like I'm 23. Mm-hmm. That night, we after the gym, I'm like, I can't sleep because when I get closer to the fight, I don't sleep. So I'm like, man, we about to go to the club.
Right.
This is the week of the fight.
Right.
It's like Wednesday. We went to Perfections, bro. Meek Mill there, Rick Ross.
Big up Meek and Rick.
Wale. Mm-hmm. Danny Garcia's in there. Mm-hmm. I took her in there with me, too. We partying. I party all the way up to the weigh-in. All
right. What
up? Yeah.
Is she fun?
Yeah.
She's very fun. That's what makes it look fun. Make some money on here. There's nothing worse than taking somebody's business and she's not fun.
Because
you just did it out of malice.
She's
but
fun.
But if she's nice.
It was still kind of malice.
She's fun a little extra, but she's fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that fight was just crazy. Then after the weigh-in, you know, I just cut everything off. Mm-hmm. I never spoke to her again.
That was a good man.
And, you know what I'm saying?
It was a good man.
Yeah.
So you ever thought you went too far, like in a press conference or like in hyping the fight, like, you know, going at somebody? You ever
you
thought?
You can't say that. It's just I'm just a little nigga from the west side of Cincinnati, bro. Right. I
remember Sean Porter, you kind of went at his father. That was kind of ill.
I really didn't, for real.
No, you kind of did. You kind of did.
I did not. I'm just stating facts.
Okay, right. The man just told you he didn't. Right.
His girl looked better. He dresses better. Right. He drives a better car. What are you talking about? Like, you tripping. You're not fighting these rounds. You're not getting split open, bro. You tripping. Why is they giving you my check, bro? What the fuck is going on?
Right.
I'm supposed to pay you, Pops.
Mm-hmm.
You paying me?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Has anybody ever went too far with you? Where you was like, I forget who you did. You whipped them because they said something. I forgot.
I don't know.
This is the first time you grew the beard and you had cut it off before camp and you whipped them.
Probably.
I forget who it was. Damn.
Probably. That was when I was going through that Mayweather thing, huh?
And you fought on the undercard? No. I remember it was somebody, they said something, and you went in there and you tore their motherfucking ass up.
I think that was Eloy Perez, but I didn't have a beard then.
I think, oh no, I thought in training camp you had the beard and you cut it off. But all right, cool. So what's one of your favorite boxing moments? It don't have to be with you. What's one of, just boxing, period.
When it come up to boxing, period?
Period, yeah.
Oh, wow, when I think about it, I get the same feeling. It brings tears to my eyes when I won my first world title. Yeah. That was just like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I feel the same every time I win one.
Right.
Every time I won one,
right.
It's like, I really did it. You know what I'm saying? But my first one, it was just like 6 years. Everything just flashed like, damn, from 6 years old, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I really followed my dream.
And going through it being, you said 57 years.
Yeah.
Being offered that that's and then crazy, going to man. A fucking world. Yeah, let's just make some fucking noise for that.
Thank God you ain't got to deal with that shit, bro.
But that was just one.
Right.
When I beat that, it was more after that.
Great.
But all this shit going to be in my movie. I can't give it to all
right, right, no problem.
But yeah, though. And then, like, at that time, mm-hmm. what happened was my mom dropped a bomb on me, man. She saved a picture. Mm. It was like a project I did. I was 10 years old.
Wow.
For my school.
Right.
And the last question of it was like, in 10 years, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, where do you see yourself?
And I said, I'll be a world champion. And wow. I was a world champion.
Oh, that's crazy.
Wow.
It was crazy. Well, so, yeah, it was.
Well, AB, I'm going to tell you as a fan, this is as a straight fan. I could see, like, when you in that ring, and the minute, this is how I know when you're dominating, right? When you go, ha, 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 when you make them sound effects, that's the AB I want. Like, at some point, when the Garcia fight, you didn't make those sound effects, right? And then you started to play a little bit, right? The thing about it is, you played best at 130. When you got to that little bit of weight on you, this is just me outside of looking in, I'm fucking a fan. Yeah, yeah,
I'm a real fan.
Are you entitled
but,
to your
But
opinion?
when you start, because see, Garcia, I'm gonna tell you something. He's the type of dude you shouldn't talk about because it plays into his hands. You know what I'm saying? Like some people you talk shit to and it fucks them up, but it plays into his hands. But if you get serious, and I'm talking about serious, I ain't saying you're not serious, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because I just feel like your ability, your athleticism, I feel like you're using it maybe 85%. I feel like if you give that 100%, you're going to make $100 million, my brother. Yeah. Like, for real. Like, this is as a fan, I'm just straight up fanning out.
You sound like Coach Norrie, though, right?
I want money on him, and I lost money, too. But now, I know he can do it. I know you can do it. But you know what one thing is? I always see you at the clubs. Is that a problem for AB?
No.
A little bit. Come on. No, it's a problem for me.
It's not.
And I'll be seeing you next to me.
But you
got to
understand. You got to understand, though. You know, like, when I was...
You're making money. You got to have fun.
No, not even that. I don't go to the clubs for that reason, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like all my brothers, like, they don't be willing to go to the clubs, these clubs.
Right.
But I tell them all the time, like, listen.
Right.
I sat in that room. I taught myself how to juggle, and I used to. It got so fucked. I think I was going crazy because I could make myself dream, but I'm up.
I know exactly what you mean.
And every day I used to dream of doing the shit I do today.
Mm-hmm. Being able to do whatever the fuck you want.
So people be like, bro, you not tired of it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, tired of what? Like, sometimes when I'm in a club, I don't even drink. So if I'm in a club, it just be like, don't get me wrong, I've drunk before. Don't get me wrong. You know,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm in a club. It's legal. Like, I be like, all of this shit. Cause I box.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't box, I wouldn't have none of this shit. They wouldn't be saying my name on the intercom.
Mm-hmm.
All of this cause I box. All the motherfuckers taking pictures of me cause I box.
Yep.
So, you know what I want to do after this? Everybody dead drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do shit. I'm like, all right, let's go run. I'm going to run.
That's hard.
Right.
That's hard.
So. My brothers and shit, they'll be drunk. Pissy drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I still make them run.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do it.
I like that. Because you know why, AB? We need you to get that Pacquiao fight.
He's
to
done.
To make that. No. They still gonna give you $25 million to fight him.
Yeah, but he's done, though. I don't think
he's done, right?
I don't think he's gonna fight me, man. I think he's done. He ain't gonna fight no young lion. He just lost to fucking...
Who is some of the upcomers you think you respect?
I respect every boxer.
Every boxer. Mm. Just as long as they're not in your weight division. Dope.
I respect every boxer, period. Because I know what it takes. A lot of people don't know, and I tell my brothers, and I tell my sisters, my family, my kids, I tell them, do y'all understand it only takes one punch and I wouldn't be here today?
Right. God bless.
So every time I step in that ring, I don't give a fuck. Every time I step in that ring, I'm putting my life on the line.
Right.
You know? And then, right? So I tell them this all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And then we go to a fight. Mm-hmm. And it's a fighter. It was an upcoming fighter named Pritchard Colon.
Okay.
He was undefeated at the time. He fights.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his first loss. But he leaves the fight. Smiling, taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a war.
Right.
Right? Smiling, taking pictures. Nothing wrong with him. Get to the back.
Right.
He's in a coma for over a year.
Oh, wow.
He just wakes up. Wow. He just woke up.
Wow.
Like.
After how long? After how long he woke up?
Over a year.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Over a year.
Yeah, you're in a rough business.
He just woke up. And the crazy thing is, he can't talk.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But he's looking, and I think somebody put like some pads in front of his face.
Wow!
First they was throwing punches at him, and then he was like this.
Wow!
Shit.
But he's out of it.
Wow!
And then they put the pads up, and then he like punching the pads. So it's just like I could be like that. if I take the wrong shot.
Right. Because boxing is like, it's kind of like, I don't even think you could get insurance, right? Like,
shit, you can get insurance.
You can get, I'm talking about like boxing insurance, where we're like the actual boxing association covers you. You have to get your own insurance, correct? Yeah, that's crazy. Hip hop is the same way. You know that, right?
You're on your own.
Well,
SAG just reached out to us and said that.
Ali was telling me.
But so with that being said, is that the next step for you? Like it being a promoter, is that something that you got?
I'm already a promoter.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I remember that. But
yeah, you know, we did a. You know my. We touched some millions my first two shows. Right. I mean, I ain't want to brag.
It's okay.
A little something.
You know what I'm saying? I got a Bout Billions boxing. My fighter, Rashi Warren, he's a former world champion. Mm-hmm. Well, he's actually my big brother. He's up under me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and then I got my baby bro, Robert Easter Jr. He's a world champion. Mm-hmm. And I got a few more boxers who's coming up. They crazy talent.
Okay.
And you know we doing this thing. I'm young, but I'm doing it at a young age.
This is like shot time, right?
Let's do it.
Let's do just a shot, right? But I'm gonna throw some names out there. Can you pour a shot though?
What you want though?
I'll take some hot Ciroc.
So you want Ciroc?
I'll take hot Ciroc. Okay, I'm gonna just throw fighters' names out there, and I just whatever comes to mind. I want you to say whatever comes to mind. All right. Okay. You ready? Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray. Mm. What can I say about Sugar? I mean, he was a real definition of a pretty boy.
He was like the first. Go ahead.
What was his weight class? You know,
He had a few.
He had a few.
Yeah. But he was the real. He was a real definition of a pretty boy. Someone that can talk, million-dollar smile, intelligent. He was good.
Okay.
He's a special dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
He's rough. He was one of them quiet. Mm-hmm. Earl Spence.
That was my next name. So you're saying Hagler is Earl Spence?
Yeah. Earl is the modern day, in my eyes. He's the modern day.
I was about
day.
To ask. That's my next question. He's Earl Spence.
I mean, what can I...
He came to support you in your fight, too. I don't know if you know.
Of course, that's my nigga.
Oh, okay.
That ain't deal. Like... Yeah. That's my nigga.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, man. All right. I done watched this.
I just got put on to him like last year.
Come on, man. So I done watched this. I done watched this man from the amateurs, man. Because you got to understand. A lot of people don't know this. My last amateur fight was in a Junior Olympics. I got bronze in a Junior Olympics. Mm-hmm. I was 14 years old. Mm-hmm. That was my last amateur fight. Mm, man. So I never got to go to the elite level of other amateurs where I go to the Golden Gloves and all these other tournaments, go overseas and fight in the world, the cups and all that. I never experienced that. Mm-hmm. I went straight from Junior Olympics to the pros.
Okay.
So that's why it was way tough, way more tough for me because like Floyd, you know, his first fight as a professional on TV for about 30,000.
Right.
On TV.
Right.
On ESPN on TV. Mm-hmm. My first fight in a ballroom in Cincinnati for 800.
Right. And 800
I had,
was
and hold on. And then I had to wait to go to the club to get it from the club promoter. And then he didn't give it all to me. I had to wait till Monday.
Sounds like a rap show.
But I'm serious. This is the shit I went through. You know what I'm saying? This is what make me. You know what I'm saying?
This is why we gotta celebrate you right now. God damn it. Salud. God damn it. It's water. It's water, everybody. It was good.
This Mother's Day, join CARE in honoring the resilience of mothers around the world. In Sierra Leone, facing one of the world's highest maternal mortality rates, one nurse named Zainab has not lost a single mother. Supported by CARE's work, Zainab's clinic has become a beacon of hope in her community. Zainab's spirit extends to CARE's work worldwide, aiming to ensure every mother's safety during childbirth. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question. Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, yo, EFN.
What's good, man?
Man, you know, these days, man, Stamps.com is making the trip very short for you.
That's right, but these days you can get practically everything on demand.
That's right, man. So who's still going to the post office when you get it on demand? They come to your crib, pick it up, and all that. Stamps.com.
That's it. That's all they need. That's right. Anything you can do at the post office, you can now do right from your desk with Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package using your own computer and printer. And unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes, so you can get postage whenever you need it 24/7.
See, I use Stamps.com to deliver, you know, expensive jewelry, to deliver my cat's, you know, food, to deliver my dog's toenails. I do things like that with Stamps.com.
Yeah, man, you know, I just don't want to deal with the lines at the post office. I love the post office, but man, if I could just use Stamps.com, it's going to save me a lot of time, a lot of headache, and just a lot of time I could be doing other things, you know?
So right now, use our name for this special offer. That's Champs, C-H-A-M-P-S. Tell them, EFN.
4-week trial includes postage and digital scale.
Don't wait.
Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Champs. That's Stamps.com. Enter Champs. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. That's Champs.
Champs.
C-H-A-M-P-S.
Woo.
Drink Champs, baby.
Let's do it, huh? I don't know if you know, but this is a happy hour. We ain't calling the podcast no more. Happy hour. Let's just roll.
It's happy hour on Revolt. When it airs, and it's drink chance when it's online.
People. Everybody who comes see us, damn, he's got food and all that. That's how you know a Cincinnati real nigga. Nigga pulled up with, what's that? I smell Tootsies. That's Tootsies? Is that my nose correct? That's not Tootsies.
It's finger licking, I think.
It's finger licking? Okay.
Tootsies adjacent. The mystery drink.
Okay. So, you've been spending a lot of time in Miami. Is Miami a sanctuary for you?
Second home?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually first now.
Oh, okay. That's dope.
You know, it's just after that last incident, it's just like...
Right.
Al Heyman, he tell me all the time, because he called me
your manager
boy.
Too, Al Heyman?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. He don't say manager, he say advisor. He don't like the word manager.
That's hard. I gotta use that.
So,
I'm niggas advisor.
We're called Ali and Randy advisors?
Advisor, man.
He always tell me, he say, when the fuck are you gonna leave that place? You outgrown it. You outgrew Cincinnati. He said, believe it or not, Adrian, because we talk how me and you will talk, or how me, if Al Heyman call right now, you hear the way we talk, you wouldn't think it was him.
Right.
And he's like, when the fuck you go? You gotta leave that place.
Right.
Do you know, like, everybody that make it, and if they die, they usually die at home.
Right, yeah.
It's very true. You gotta get away from that place.
Very true. Rappers is a great example of that.
After that last incident.
Drain. Close the door. Go ahead.
After that last incident, it was like, all right, it's just time to go.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. There's three different types of Miamis, right? There's the Sen Sen in Miami.
Yeah.
There's the
okay, Miami, and then there's the
underbelly.
Disappear, Miami.
The underbelly of Miami.
Because listen, Miami. I lived in Miami for 1 year. I was walking around on ecstasy for a year straight. Just a zombie.
It wasn't just a year, buddy.
No, but
I was around. I was around.
Damn.
I'm sorry,
but I was actually just talking. I don't know if I was talking to Emix or somebody, but. I won't ever do a drug.
Yeah, yeah. Be careful, man.
Don't do it. Not
just
here.
Be careful. It's them bitches, man.
I don't care about the women.
It's
like,
them bitches, man.
I'm like,
I'm sorry,
it's certain things.
I went too far. Did I go too far?
Nah, you good.
No, sorry.
It's certain things that happen.
It is true.
It is true.
I understand it, but it's certain things that happen in my life to where I won't ever like. It's just like my big brother Rashi Warren. He's my fighter now. When I was 10 years, I remember, like I said, we in the Silver Gloves tournament in the Nationals, and he told me, no disrespect to nobody in here, but he said, smoke them for lames, bro. Don't ever smoke. You know what I'm saying? And I just never did it. I won't ever do it.
Good fucking, just follow that. We don't want you to smoke. We want you to stay focused. We need you to have the fifth championship of the world. The hood is rooting for you. We want you to get it together because there's nobody that could beat you.
Yeah.
Honestly, you beat yourself. This is brother to brother. They ain't beating you, brother. If you get it together, you can do this. This makes a noise for Adrian Broner back here. We're going to celebrate this man tonight. We're going to celebrate you in Cincinnati tonight. Has, you smoking? I thought he was gonna pass it back. I had a name, I forgot. But so, all right, so now boxing.
I like that name better.
You said earlier, I think you asked this question, that when people face each other, that's not fake at all. Like, so.
Hell no, I know matters don't be fake.
Right.
But would it depend? Like, some people might be faking it.
No,
nobody's ever.
Every time I choke somebody, I wouldn't.
I'm not saying for you, but would you think anybody's ever faking it just to get the bag up?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you. It's not fake.
Right.
But what I can tell you is this: Floyd and McGregor know. No matter what we say to each other, we can't fuck this money up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's like $500 million.
So I say something, and then so it's like it's almost like a pass. Like you can say whatever you want.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. You can say whatever you want, but I know I can't touch you. Then we ain't no fight.
Right, because you fuck around, hit him, your hand break before the fight. Now y'all fucked up $500 million.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
So you have that in your head. Like, have you ever got mad at somebody, like, you know when y'all square off and you look at somebody, you ever got mad where you really wanted to swing and just you thought of that moment?
Yeah, I'll be choking motherfuckers up.
so you don't hurt your hands?
Yeah.
Is that the reason why?
I choked a couple motherfuckers up.
All right.
Nah, that shit be for real. They be like, man, you know, you playing, boy. You playing with me.
Right.
What's up with you, man? You tripping.
So, now, where do we think boxing is going from here?
Sky's the limit with boxing, man. Right. You know, these young cats that's coming up, they got, like it's crazy talent, you know. Right. I think it's going back to what it used to be. Everybody is about to start fighting each other.
Right.
You like, because for a while, it was like, all right, it's champions over there, champions over here, champions over there. But they ain't never fighting.
Right.
Oh, he's good. He's like, real Andre good, Ward, but they ain't never
just
fighting.
Fought the, what's the dude, Kovalov?
Yeah.
I liked it that, because they were like both like, you know, considered dominant in their shit. You think that's good for the sport?
It's going back to the older days. Like, it's in the older days.
Right.
Boxing was so much bigger then because...
Sugar Ray fought Leonard.
Is that the older days y'all talking about?
Yeah, that era?
Yeah.
It's going back to that because, like back then, everybody fought everybody. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Tommy Hearns fought Sugar Ray. Like, yeah.
Tommy Hearns, Sugar Ray, everybody.
Yep.
Everybody fought everybody. And the fans, they respected them both.
Right.
But they didn't criticize him because, oh, he lost to him.
Right.
But he beat him. Right. But they just, the fans back then really viewed it as, this is a sport. Both of these motherfuckers is warriors.
I agree with you 1,000,000%.
So now, right. Now you got somebody like me who's outspoken right. and not right. afraid to say right. that I'm one of the best.
Right.
And I feel like I'm going to kick this motherfucker ass.
Yep.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So a lot of motherfuckers.
So you think boxing is definitely going to elevate?
Yes.
Do you think the UFC times boxer?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because
right
is that, because I, like me looking for the outside, and again, I'm only a fan, I'm only a speculator, but to me it looks like McGregor's taking this fight and he's never going
to
fight again ever in the UFC boxing.
He don't post
nothing.
You got
to
understand, but he won't ever make this much money.
$100 million, right, he's making?
I don't know about that.
I heard that. That's what I heard.
Yeah, you're overdoing it with that. I ain't here to talk about.
Okay,
price.
Go ahead. No problem.
But he hit the lotto.
So what does that leave the place of boxing? Does that uplift boxing?
It uplifts boxing because now it's bringing another whole sport.
Right.
That's just like.
So now,
Okay. That's just like if. The Cavaliers team say, fuck it, we're going to play the Broncos on Sunday. You know how big that would be?
That's hard.
But what would they play?
No, football.
Okay.
Football. And we're going to play football.
That's
because
crazy.
You know why I say it like that? Because McGregor of course he does a little boxing, but he's in a cage where he can fight,
kick
he can kick.
Elbow.
Right, it's a whole
elbow.
It's a different thing. Yeah.
He can't do none of it but this.
Yeah.
This. So it's like going from basketball.
That's ill. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's an ill
to
analogy.
A whole nother sport. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's an ill analogy.
Yeah, it is.
But you said boxing is going to be elevated.
Yes.
But now the next fight. So now somebody from UFC challenge you. You with that too?
I will fight on. I will do it. Right. I've been told him that.
Right.
I wasn't playing when I said this shit. I'm dead serious. I healed up.
Right.
I'm good.
Right.
Let's go.
So you'll fight a UFC fighter too?
If they call today and said Nate Diaz said he will fight you on the Floyd Undercard co-main event, let's go.
Wow. But what would happen if it was the flip?
I'm just picturing that. Like, just boxers fighting UFC
but
fighters.
What about the flip? Like, the boxers
if I was a boxer, I wouldn't go to
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Fuck y'all. Come to us. We
at
got
some
more
point,
money.
At some point, you got
to
make that happen.
I'm sorry.
You know?
No. We don't got to negotiate. We don't got to even explain ourselves. Come to us. That's
They getting killed.
I'm on the boxer side. I'm sorry.
They getting killed for a light piece of change.
I'm sorry.
Right.
People might stop listening to this, but I don't fuck with UFC. That's too much. Too much.
Hey, don't say that. Just say
that. That's just because you don't
say that.
That's too much. That's different.
Don't say that because I got murdered for saying that, so I gotta stop. All right,
so let's edit that then.
Nah,
UFC's
in
there. Take another shot. I'm in. Yo, huh? You in?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, come on.
Pour it, Haz.
Come on.
Pass the bottle. I'm drinking.
Yo, this is hot. I ain't gonna lie. This is torture.
But I gotta do
drinking it hot.
Smaller little.
Just torture. I'm drinking. Listen, this is the new rosé.
Liquid cocaine.
You take. What is it? Imperial. And you take rosé and you mix it together. And it's called...
Now you're living up to the dream of the show, man.
And it's called... What is that called?
Because that's a bullshit drink.
The slime bottle! The slime bottle!
You said you mixed the rosé with that, Moet?
Yeah, cause look,
and that's a slime bomb.
I'm 39 years old. I'm older than you. You know what I'm saying?
About to be 40. Stand up.
About to be 40.
Stand up. You joining the club? You joining the club, buddy? Come on, joining the club.
I'll be 40 in September.
He's practically 40 years old.
I'll be 40 in September.
You're practically 40.
Hey, don't give me that.
When this airs, you 40 years old.
Don't just be giving me
40, bro.
But in my day, this is what you hustle for. You hustle for this. So what? I'm sure you go to New York a lot. You been in the Julon Club?
Huh?
Are you starting right now?
I'm starting a little bit. But the Julon Club, right?
The Julon Club.
We went there and we eating.
It was
magnificent. And he only had a couple bottles of rosé. So when he said to us, he said, "I'm gonna make you rosé." So I said, "What's up?"
I didn't catch that.
No,
part.
So he had four bottles. So we ordered eight bottles. So he had four bottles of the rosé. Then he had four bottles of this. But what he was doing was, as he was pouring it,
together.
He was pouring it with this. And this, we fell in love with it.
Uh-huh.
We said, you got to go to the Julon Club. They got your own lockers. Mm-hmm. You can leave liquor in there.
You can leave condoms if you want. It's a clear locker. The shit is so fly.
They got the alley Julon table.
Club.
The alley
My table. Brothers. Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
They real niggas. You like, you a member of the Soho Lounge?
You gotta
get white a little bit. You gotta get white a little bit. You're making a lot of money. You gotta start spending your money. We can tell you just a hood nigga. Come on, AB. You're making a lot of money, AB. It's the whole lounge. This is where the rich black people have meetings.
Why do they do that?
They have meetings. I talked to you off the
it's
air.
Like a private restaurant.
Can't talk about it, man. It's like a private restaurant.
I've probably been in there and I just don't know.
You might have been, for sure.
I'm just playing around. All right, come on, why I keep hearing that? I feel like your headphones is fucking shit up.
Is he breathing?
I don't know. I'm hearing the headphones. Are you sure? So, AB, boxing is the passion. Now, we hearing you working on that music. Now, let's just speak to the homie. We're the homie. We ain't got a chair for the homie?
Yeah.
Let's bring a chair for the homie. God damn it, Cincinnati's fighting us, right? You got his backwards in there. That's what you can smoke, baby. Don't worry, you can smoke, baby. This is drink chance.
We do what the fuck we gotta do.
And he got the legit engineer right here, E-Mix.
E-Mix. Make some noise to E-Mix, god damn it.
Has to the South Studios.
I mean, you know, if I'm gonna do it, I gotta do it right, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I don't want people just looking at it like, oh, I'm a boxer and I'm just doing it because I got money. And right. I'm a real artist. I've been doing this since I was 6 years old, like I told y'all before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really love music.
Just give him a shot, ass. What's going on? You ain't get a shot.
So you literally been boxing and doing music.
Yeah.
I just made it
in boxing first.
Right.
That's it.
Give him a shot. Everybody got a shot.
What are the artists that you like were listening to when you was mad young? Like, what are the artists that inspired you?
It doesn't have to
just be hip hop. It could be whatever.
That inspired me?
Yeah.
It's certain stages.
Mm.
So just give us a couple.
It's certain stages. It was like when I was about like when I heard that.
He gave you a welcome to the drink camp shot.
Oh shit.
Oh, no.
You're not supposed to take it without us.
You're supposed to take it with us, brother. Now you gotta take another one just for that. Come on, just a little bit. Just give him a little bit this time.
Now you gotta take another one.
Yeah, give him a little bit this time. Because that was too funky. Welcome to the drink chat.
We still working on this tape now.
No. Don't kill him. That's my man. All right, okay. Salute. Everybody, you want one AB? This is a celebrate. What's the name of your record label? Nah, you need a shot. That's champagne. Come on. That's a shot?
About billions, baby.
About billions, about boxing.
About billions in international. He went
Hold on, let me show y'all how
I'm
we do
his
this.
I'm advisor.
Out of eye. All right, cool, you ready?
But finish the artist you was talking about. You were going to mention.
This was horrible. But it's the best thing in the world. So
better than Gigi. Let him talk about the hip hop thing.
Like I said before, it was certain stages. I really didn't, because music like it helped me with my career. Mm. It sounds crazy, but I'm serious.
You listen to music as you train and it hype you up, like that type of shit.
It not hype you up. It's just like certain songs.
So what songs? Well, I feel like we're not gonna get an artist.
The first song was Eminem.
Lose Yourself.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought
Lose Yourself.
That makes to me that's like a boxing song. Yeah, as well. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? I actually had just lost. Well, I got bronze, but I lost in the Junior Olympics. It was like my last amateur fight.
Right.
And that song was out, and I'm just like. So they come to me and they like, man, you fight so much like a professional. You fight like a pro already. And I didn't know I was already talking to Al Heyman's people.
Mm.
I just found this out like 4 years ago. Mm. And he was like, man, you're good. You know what I'm gonna do? Because for the camp, only the runner up and the gold medalist supposed to stay after the tournament. They have a camp, and he was like, "I'm gonna get you in the camp." So I go to the camp and I just like, I'm just killing everybody in my weight class. So they call home. I didn't have to make weight no more. Mm. So they call home. They like, just tell him to make weight, please. Just tell him to make weight. Mm-hmm. We gonna take him to Europe and fight in the World Cup.
Right.
instead of taking a gold medalist.
All right.
And it's crazy because the gold medalist beat me, but they cheated. It cheated 4-4, 98-99, split, whatever. They cheated me. But I just didn't do it. I was just on some
You crazy think that was a problem in your career, making weight?
Hell no. Nah. It's just like if I just feel like this. If I don't have a reason to make the weight, if let's say this.
You made the weight this fight.
Yeah, you. But listen to me.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Let's say I call Al. I got a fight in a month.
All
right. I'm the A side regardless, no matter what. All right. So I'm like, all right. I'm a month away. I'm a month out. I got about 10 to 8 pounds to lose. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Bring Al. They gonna pay me the same if we fight at 40 or 43 or 44? All right. Yeah. All right. Boom. I'm smart, though. All
right.
So I wait till about the week of. So I know my opponent killing himself getting down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mad week.
The whole time I know I'm like, I'm going to make this fight at 43, 44.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just chilling. I'm just cruising. The week of, Al, make this fight at 44. Mm-hmm. All right. And then they flip it around like, oh, he don't want to make the weight. Nah, fuck y'all. I don't got to make the weight.
Mm.
Now, for this fight, they like, okay.
They're going to penalize you $500,000 for each pound.
Exactly.
See, I know my shit. Damn. Yeah, I know my
exactly.
shit.
Exactly.
You came in like 7 pounds under. You, you was on point. Nigga said,
made a difference.
Nigga said, he was that way a week before.
Nah, said, bullshit.
Nigga said, nah, I respected that.
But, you know what I'm saying?
But that discipline is what you need to keep up because you're one of the best. I kid you not.
Thanks.
I'm not saying this to get her on the gas because you're in front of my face. I really believe that. So now let's get into some music. Let's just talk about some music. So what's your name? Because we just gave you shots and forgot to even ask you what your name is.
Cook LaFleur.
Cook LaFleur.
Cook LaFleur.
God damn it, nigga. I feel like I got pop my collar.
Right?
When I say that, Cook LaFleur, I feel like you pimped hoes at one point. Is that correct? No, I'm bugging.
Maybe.
Okay, all right.
Possibly.
All right. So go ahead. Tell us who you is, you know, where you come from, and what this is about. Tell us.
Cook LaFleur. I'm from Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty much grew up around AB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty much like a big deal in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not a big city, but you know.
Respect y'all. We respect y'all.
Yeah, but you know, and we just been working on this tape.
Right.
We working on a second tape now, for real.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay, so how's this coming along, AB?
Oh, this shit gonna be crazy. I can't wait till y'all really.
Right.
Because I know, like, everybody's, I'm telling you, I know how they looking at it.
Right.
You know, because when athletes try to switch over to music.
You know what it is? It was Shaq. Shaq. Fucked everything up.
Shaq's first album was dope.
He went platinum.
Yeah, nah.
Hold on. It's definitely finished.
Shaq did it.
He killed it the first two albums.
Yeah.
Then he went somewhere. He never came back from that. So everybody looked at athletes like, we not sure.
I don't think you can put it on Shaq, though.
I think it's Shaq for.
I wouldn't blame Shaq.
But the type of music I'm making.
He ain't no Shaq, though.
But the type of music.
I ain't saying he's a Shaq. I'm saying for athletes, period. Because Keisha Cole got an album too. What's his name? Keisha Cole, man.
Booby
Gibson. He got an album too. That's a barber too. In case you want to get a cut live on Drink Champs, be the first nigga.
You get a cut right now live.
Live on Drink Champs.
Nah, I might let him cut him. I gotta see how good he is.
Okay. I got the best barber. He's okay. He's great. He's crazy, but he's great.
Okay.
Crazy. Great.
So that's what happened. You know. What happens along the lines after Shaq went platinum twice? I love Shaq, by the way, because I don't know the way y'all just described it was like I wasn't dissing Shaq. I'm just saying that third album, that third time he came back out, they fucked it up for athletes. So people don't look at athletes like they're serious about this.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
But I am the boner. I think when they hear my music and
And you're making a lot of money as an athlete. It's not like you're an underclass athlete.
Yeah, for sure. You know? I mean, I stop saying that so much, man. I got baby mamas and shit.
Oh, bro. I got baby mamas too, man. I don't make no money.
Stop. Listen.
That's a fact.
Real, man. They got like 2 more years till they can take me back to court and
oh,
shit.
Oh, God. Chill. Okay. Oh, God. My bad. I had no idea.
But, I think when they hear my music and the stuff that I'm producing with Bro, I think they're gonna take me serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I stay on it, you know, because sometimes I be on it and then I shy away from mm-hmm. it. But I'm a.
But how can you balance both? Because, in my opinion, both careers deserve 100%.
Yeah, like
hip hop deserve 100%.
Listen, you just gotta work more.
Yeah, and what you doing, like. The one thing, I'm not saying this is you, because this definitely not. The one thing, one time I was hanging out with a bunch of football players, I can't say their name, right? I told you I had ecstasy days.
That sound wrong. Football players in ecstasy days.
Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to tell
that
you.
Right.
I'm in the studio with these niggas. These niggas is like, let me get an E. I'm like, what? I'm like, you can't have one of these.
Yeah.
And Slime is like, get me one. I'll tell you off camera. But it's wild when I tell you. Niggas, he taking and shit. I'm like, I said, yo, you can't do that in your job. He said, you can't do that in your job. I said, Russell Simmons ain't finding me shit. He's helping bringing me the next ounce. This is real shit. But athletes, we can't do that. So this is the reason why sometimes people look at athletes as like they can't just make the music.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But you saying you define the odds.
Yeah,
I think for him, it's like it's more like therapy. He like really mm-hmm. using it for the art of it, like you know what I'm saying. Like it's like a release.
That's what Dream Champs is for me. It's therapy.
Yeah, it's not. It's not like he's like right. You know what I'm saying. Like his main focus is boxing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you know.
So y'all holding it down, and what more of the crew? Because I'm sure it's not just you.
No, he has his own record label.
Mm.
And I'm with a record label.
Mm.
I'm with a local record label from Cincinnati. But,
called International.
Called International Records. But we both are like the biggest, you know, thing in our city. So we just link up.
So y'all link up.
Y'all collaborate.
That's a beautiful thing. Let's make some noise. For Cincinnati getting along.
Cincinnati unity right now.
Because Queens, we ain't even a city. Queens, we a little fucking borough. And we can't get along. And look, that's a beautiful thing, man. You got to keep it together. Are we taking more shots or this is enough? What time are we at?
Hour 10.
We could do another 20 minutes. That's cool.
That's another shot.
Let's do another shot, but let's pause it real quick because I've been holding this piss for a long.
The guy that bets on all the boxing matches right here, Sonny D BET.
No, Sonny D, he's
on timeout?
No, he's not. He bets on soccer.
You don't know boxing.
You got embarrassed.
Is Dream Champs Sports here? He's not here?
I can't allow him.
Okay. Not boxing. That's good. That's perfect.
Okay. Soccer, basketball. He don't know boxing.
He bets on ballet.
He don't know boxing.
I don't bet on boxing.
See, I know. You ready?
Cool.
One second.
Ready?
Rolling.
And we back from the motherfucking bogey.
Yeah,
it's Dream Champs motherfucking happy hour.
That's right.
Make some noise. So, AB, we got to ask you. Right now, President Trump.
Yeah,
damn, you put the president in front of that. That hurt my feelings.
He's planning on an attack with North Korea.
He's fucking crazy. He say if they,
you know, I had a trip going to Hawaii. I had to cancel my shit.
Yeah,
nah,
but
man, I'm scared to death. Don't worry about that shit.
I'm sorry. Okay, continue.
No.
I'm scared to death. Though,
Trump. No disrespect to nobody in here, but
timing.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, he's like me as the president.
Mm.
All of us, any of us. It feels like the presidency got lowered to like
anybody.
Let
me tell you what Trump is.
He had a reality TV show.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
And it's still a reality TV show.
This is how I look at Trump.
Go ahead.
Even though he been rich and all that, I look at
which
him
his
like,
daddy gave him the money. Let's just keep it 100.
I ain't trying to get into all
but
that.
It's true. It's true.
We know it. But this is how I look at him. He that young nigga in the hood that just start hustling and touched his first brick. That's
the way he's acting.
Yes.
That's the way he's acting.
That's how I look at it.
And he wanna just get everybody hit.
He's just like, nigga, I got
the block is hot right now with Trump. The block is hot.
You know what? you know what? Y'all got one more time to disrespect the United States.
Do you remember what he said? He said, they best not.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yo, we gotta pull that
he
up.
He almost said, he said put some respect on my name.
Listen. Yeah. He started it. He said, North Korea, best not.
Yeah.
No, listen, I'm from New York City, born and raised.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm co-signing that. 30, 57th Avenue.
Don't co-sign that.
A Corona. No, I'm not. I'm saying, but I'm saying that's a New York nigga. What?
Yeah, because he played around with the
best
mafia.
Best not.
He think he mafia.
Best not is real. Like, he said,
he ain't
best
playing.
Not.
They got one more time.
Yeah, this is. Yo, listen, I mean,
they better not.
They better.
They better
fire
not.
Fire and fury, man.
Well, you know what? No, wait.
Oh, yeah, I think I know my shit.
Yeah, he said, we'll fire and
coming
Nung
outside.
Day.
I've been looking for them. They ain't been looking for me. I ain't see that shit here, man. What are they talking about?
The block is hot right now.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of not rolling with Trump at all. But
you kind of are.
Nah, a little bit of me when he said they best not. I said, oh shit, this nigga done.
Nah,
real old school.
We can't have jokes. We can't have memes.
You're right.
He
as
ain't
the president.
Joking though.
No, he is a joke. No, that's he's not joking, but he's a joke.
He ain't joking.
No, that's the
I don't
problem.
Care how much of a joke a nigga is.
Nigga talking about like, best not and nuclear.
He the president.
He's serious.
Man, listen, man. Hey, listen. You disrespect the USA again? Nuclear at your door, man. You can't take him as a joke.
Right, right.
But they did disrespect us again. Just FYI. They did.
What did they do?
I don't know. I was watching
How
CNN.
You're the only nigga that
because
knows
Because I seen it. It's like all day, every day in my crib. And they hate him. CNN hate. They like battle rapping right now. CNN and Donald Trump.
Fake news.
And CNN was like, since he said that, North Korea said this, and they play the rap back at
this
him.
This is
know?
Smack DVD.
Yeah. Oh,
and it was like, Trump, what you got to say now? straight up. I'm joking, but I'm serious. Yeah, since he said that, man, North Korea said some other
some
shit.
Come on. Trump being president means like anybody can be president.
I swear to God,
like
Kanye,
Kim Kardashian could be president tomorrow.
We went up here with a constitutional lawyer, which is Obama, to all the way down here to a reality TV. You're fired, dude.
Right.
Like,
that means
come
any
on,
reality
man.
TV show star can be.
Kanye should be president.
Kanye could be president.
He needs to
will
I
vote for Kanye.
Kanye.
Vote for him.
I would vote for him.
Listen, and I know he's crazy.
He's weird as fuck. I think he's weird enough to run
but
the world,
though. But that's like, to me, it's like, fuck
yo,
it.
I get that. I get that.
I recognize you're a weirdo. I'm
you
good
gotta
with
be weird to run this motherfucker.
No, he might do a better job than a lot of these
I'm
people.
Good with that.
Trump.
He named his daughter Nori. There's no better candidate in the world to, everybody got a shot? Come on.
Let me get my own shot.
Get a homie a shot.
Colombian.
You
want some Colombian?
Don't you dare.
Let me try that Colombian white out.
Try that. It puts some hair in your chest.
AB, yeah, I'm going to try that
AB, you in? You want Colombian white?
No.
You got to celebrate your career. This is all we doing. This is fake liquor.
Fake
just to celebrate.
Fake news?
Yeah, it's fake news. We're on Fox 5 right now, goddammit.
No, I need a
drunk facts.
Yeah, you know, this is why you
can't. You can't put no water in
no
room.
No. Boom. This is how you do it. Oh, now you got the water right there. Now, look at that. This is how you do it. This is a real drink. Oh, I'm sorry. Where'd my blunt go?
Where'd your drink go, bro? Oh, there it is.
Oh, okay. I'm bugging.
Chichi, get your drink. Your drink.
Got it.
Yeah, man.
All right. Listen, man. This is the Adrian Broner About Billions. What's y'all name of your company, too?
International.
Crazy. It's a collaboration.
ABC Hazmat Studios.
Chichi.
Yes, sir.
Drink Chance.
How you like that?
And that is terribly hot.
A little cocaine.
No. All jokes aside, this ABC mixtape that's about to drop next week.
Please, to sober.
All my mixtapes. It's going to be crazy, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, me and Cook were from there, man.
Where can people find it, though? In case it doesn't come out this episode next week, let's say. You know what I'm saying? Like, where can people find the mixtape?
My mixtape.
My mixtapes.
Yeah.
The app.
My mixtape's the app.
Now, in your fights, you always have fighters come out with you. You had Ray Sherman come out recently, right? Who do you have on the mixtape that...
On this one?
Yeah.
On this one, I made this one like totally organic and just us.
Cincinnati.
Just me and him.
Okay, dope.
But this next one...
But let's stay focused. The Let's talk about this one. This one comes out when?
August 15th. I'm August. New into the... I ain't new into the music. I'm into the music business.
Right.
How things work. And so right. I'm glad you just like...
Yeah, because I want to
help. Little homie, check
help.
Me like, yeah, nah, yeah, just...
Yeah, yeah.
Let's we talking about the relax. ABC. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Relax.
And it's,
you know,
August 15th. August, yeah. That's what we say, relax. Relax. How about? You went up, you got to come up. Relax, son.
It's two A's.
With two A's. August 15th, ABC.
Yeah. A.B. Cook.
Now what that stand for?
A.B. and Cook.
Ooh. Just y'all two together, wagging out.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at his
on their back. Cincinnati on the back right there.
Yeah.
And now, are y'all signed to somebody or you doing this?
I got my own label. Mm. And he's with International.
Mm-hmm. Independent
label. Independent labels.
Okay. Out of Cincinnati, that label?
Yeah, out of Cincinnati.
So who's supposed to distribute this? How is this going to get to the people?
It's going to be everywhere, but we got some tricks in the bag, but we still going through the motions.
And also remember that when you drop a project and you have a radio record, you have to go to the radio, and you have to give these people at radio, these people that they love you. You know, they know who you are as a boxer. So if you're going to step into the hip-hop arena, you got to actually go to these cities and see these DJs.
Do that promo run.
I've already
But you did
that.
It as a boxer. I know where you're going.
No, I've actually done it as an artist.
But not for this project. This project.
Not for this project, but yes. I'm going to do it for this project.
Yeah, you do it for this project, I'm telling you, because that's the thing that's going to differentiate you from, like, you know, other people. Because, you know, what it is, when people look at people and they say, oh, he's going to dip and dab in hip-hop, but he's already straight in another life, they automatically scrutinize you. Exactly. They automatically look at you and say, you know what? What does this guy do? It's just like if I was to play football. Niggas would be like, what the fuck? Yeah. Nori ain't playing no motherfucking football.
Right.
Like, Nori ain't going out there. But then I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to prove it to everybody, but the thing about it is, ain't nobody gonna believe me because everybody sees the image of me being drunk and they me being.
Exactly.
So the thing is, when you reiterate that as a successful boxer and as a person that's the man in your city, and you guys go out there and you touch these people, it means so much more because you know what it is. It's like the culture ain't being played with. The coach is being taken care of like a baby. It's nurtured. And you as being black, you know, you know that that's important for us. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It's for y'all to go out there and touch these people and, you know, talk to them, because everybody's going to say, ah, this guy is, you know, you've done so tremendous as a boxer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've done so tremendous.
They're not going to take the music side serious.
Like, I heard.
So you
got to
be relentless with the promotion.
It offended me so much. I heard Chanel West Coast on Love & Hip Hop, because I'm a Love & Hip Hop fanatic. I love the shit, right? So she says.
You do.
She says, yeah, I love watching. I do. I can't lie. So she says.
Guilty pleasure?
So they says, you know, so what are you for hip hop? She's like, you know, I used to couldn't buy sandwiches when I was young. And it's like, you think just because you was poor...
That made you hip-hop?
That automatically makes you hip-hop? Like, that's not real.
That's not it.
You got to be a part of the culture. You got to breathe this shit. Right. I don't try to be hip-hop ever. Yeah. I'm already hip-hop.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I can try to... And that's you know, where we come from, the thing. And when the person says, you know, just because you was poor for a second, that doesn't make you hip-hop. Hip-hop... You know, you gotta live this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta wake up and brush your teeth to this shit, motherfucker.
Yeah. And you gotta brush
clip your
teeth.
Toenails to that.
Sometimes you don't brush your teeth.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta do shit like that.
Yeah.
Floss.
But so that's
no,
the
man,
advice.
You don't gotta floss. We got the same teeth.
Yeah. But that. Oh shit! I'm bugging. Come on, not on camera. Not on camera.
Cut that.
Bad.
He's tripping.
My bad.
He's on E right
but
now.
What I'm trying to say is. That's the reason
this
why.
Nigga here. Did he just time out, man? Hold on.
Did he just say I'm on E right now? This nigga's a foul. He's the foulest part of the
bro.
Listen, man, this is what I do. And Drink Chance, we big up our people. We give our legends they flowers where they can smell them. We give them their trees where they can inhale them. We give them their thoughts where they can think them, and their drinks where they can drink them. There has never been media that's running this media that people that sit down in front of their guests and big them up and say to them, we appreciate you and congratulations. And the thing about it is the reason why they say it's working for, you know, quote unquote us is because I'm supposed to be a quote unquote legend. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I don't give a fuck what I did. I don't give a fuck about the platinum records, gold records, you know, one platinum, four gold records. I don't give a fuck.
You give a little fuck. A little fuck. A little bee. A little bee. Just a little bee.
I don't give a fuck about that. You know what I give a fuck about? Is representing my culture. And my culture doesn't necessarily mean black, you know, Latino. You know, it means everybody. Because white people have contributed everybody has contributed. This is hip hop. This is motherfucking, you know, athletics. Because I believe hip-hop helps boxers.
Yes.
I believe hip-hop helps basketball players. I believe, you know, football and everything. And I just feel like we just need to be one together, making sure we represent each other and making sure we big each other up back to the top.
Yeah.
If you could ever see me where I'm, you know, in a state where I'm like, yo, listen, motherfucker, get back to who the fuck you are. And the same for you, and the same for me, and the same for you, and the same for everybody in this room. This is what we got to do, because if we don't look out for us, guess what? There ain't nobody that's going to look out for us.
I'm glad you're on our side.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that's what it means.
The Cubans are on your side.
Yeah, Cubans, the Rastafarians, the Jamaicans, Jewish people.
I'll take the white pass. I don't get it Italians, often, but I'll take it.
The Dominicans, the Colombians, we are all all together on the one flag, and that flag should be hip-hop.
Absolutely.
It should be music. It should be, you know, culture. It should be all that. And I, for one, are proud to represent that. And I'm thankful that you came down, sat down with us, you know what I mean? You took a little bit of water shots, and we had fun.
Nobody took a water shot. We all took real-ass motherfucking shots here.
You gotta relax.
Cut that.
You gotta relax. He gotta relax.
Well, I gotta cut that.
12.
Yeah, water shots.
Oh, water. Oh. Water shots. The non-sports guy.
But here at Drink Champs.
Let's do water shots.
Here at Drink Champs, that's what we do. We come over here. We want to celebrate our guests. We want our guests to know that they are appreciated, that they are welcome. We follow your career. We stand by it. And that's what the fuck we do over here, man, at Drink Champs, because, you know, there's other medias and there's other rap medias and there's other, you know, journalists. We ain't no fucking journalists. I'm from Left Rack City, 97-3057 Avenue, Apartment 5E.
There you go.
You know, Corona, New York, 11368. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker here, he's from Los Angeles. He's from the gangbangers culture. He came over here. He started gangbanging in Miami. He started his own shit.
Kendall, what up?
And then he calmed down and became a DJ. And we came together and we said,
definitely,
you know,
didn't
what?
Calm down when I became a DJ.
Whoa, I'm about to say, he went from gangbanging to a DJ?
He just skipped mad steps.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, it was mad steps. Skip. But the point is, we want these young brothers that's out there that listening to us.
Exactly.
That's from near Cincinnati. That's from near Los Angeles or Kendall or from Left Rack City or Queensbridge or 40 Projects or Baisley Projects or Ravenswood or Astoria or Elmhurst or Corona, Woodside. And they can sit back and listen and can say, you know what? I came up from the same conditions you motherfuckers came up from. And you know what the crazy shit is? I ain't better than none of y'all.
Right.
Not one of them. I ain't better than none of them.
Absolutely.
But the only thing that makes me better, not better, because I'm not better, but when I sold drugs.
Oh, okay.
I know this is a fucked up thing to say.
Shit.
But I never had the best work. But I had the best drive. So it doesn't matter.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Hold on. Let me finish.
You gotta relax.
Let me finish.
Relax, bro. No.
I can relax myself. Oh, it's okay. But listen.
You just flipped out. Cut that too.
Wait, how we get the guests editing our show?
Listen. Let me finish. Listen.
This has not been the worst show either.
Better work than me.
Huh?
You might have, listen.
Don't beat yourself up. He doesn't mean you particularly.
Listen, you might have had. Let me finish. Bro. You might have had the better work than me. You might have had the better clientele. But you know what? You ain't gonna stay outside as long as me. You not gonna stay outside.
He will shit his pants outside.
Let me finish.
Hold on.
You're not gonna stay outside as long as me. You can have the better work.
I got the better work. Your broke ass still gonna be outside, bro. With that weak ass shit you saw.
This is where you messing up. It's the drive.
The drive?
This is the...
Your gas gonna run out, bro.
I ain't got no gas. I'm on the mailbox. What are you talking about? I'm in New York.
Okay.
I ain't in Cincinnati. I'm on the corner. Okay. So even if you got the better work than me, you got the better clientele, you know what I got? I got that drive.
I was shooting a shot at you.
That
you
ain't, nobody... You can't shoot a drive.
I said your gas gonna run out.
Yeah, I know, I know. That's what I'm saying. Listen,
Lyrics.
Nobody's shutting me down. You understand? It's real shit. This is to the young niggas.
Bro.
Listen to this, young niggas.
Huh?
Nobody can stop your drive if you focus.
This nigga said hustling. You gotta have some good dope, though.
Yeah.
You gotta get some good dope.
I'm out here. Like, wipe you in the way, bro.
Wipe up.
I'm like, you in the way, bro.
No.
You holding on to some shit. You ain't trying to get rid of that shit.
You ain't sold that shit yet.
Listen. I love that. I love that y'all laugh. Because I realize you're not 30 yet.
This is
when you're 30 years old, this shit makes way more sense.
It makes sense. But listen, bro.
I love to be clowned
in your position. Please. You know what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck these drugs. I'm going to get a gun and a hoodie.
Mm.
Let's go get some good shit because this ain't working.
Mm.
I'm still going to be out here, but I'm on some different shit because that shit that you talking about, we ain't going to be able to eat.
But you do know that was an analogy.
It was a metaphor.
I'm sorry.
Like, no matter what you're dealing
you
with, just work.
I'm fucking with you.
Y'all went real hustle right there.
That's that Cincinnati shit.
Let me call my homie in Columbus for that weird shit right there.
Here's the point I'm trying to make. No matter what you do, believe in what you're doing. Because you could have bad work, but if you got the drive,
you can pull it off.
If you have good work and you don't have that confidence, guess what? You're selling it off for the same price as bad work. So it's the same exact thing. You got to have that focus. You got to sit there and say, you know what?
Right there.
You know what? This is who I am. This is who I'm worth. And this is what I'm going to go for.
We made a song called Focus. You know what I'm saying? ABC. Okay. August 15th.
Okay.
ABC.
Okay.
Sound Studio.
Take your mic off. Take his mic off.
In house.
Hey,
yo, listen.
I don't want to get him in the line because I don't think we put that one on there. But...
Mm.
But it's going. Is that one is definitely coming out? But I don't think it's going.
I just need to hear y'all kick a 16, both of y'all, before we get up out of here. Yeah, come on. Especially you. You got a purple shirt on and all that. You gotta represent for all of these.
But that's a,
okay.
For real.
That's okay.
Yeah.
This can definitely be done. Okay. But I'm gonna.
You don't need a beat or nothing like.
No.
All right, niggas.
Don't get me wrong. He can rap his ass off, but.
Like,
right now, like, that lyricist shit, that ain't...
We ain't saying
just do whatever you do.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a clown for y'all, but yeah, go ahead.
I got an old rap for y'all for sure.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's my old shit.
It doesn't have to be that old. Like, 1987 and shit.
That's the last time I made bars.
Let's do it. Everybody be quiet.
Go ahead, you can go first.
Nah, you gotta go first. Main event.
Damn.
That could be the hook right there. You go first. Okay, man, you go first.
No, it don't work like that. Hey, in the booth. Well, we're finna go in there and go crazy, but.
Okay, I feel that I'm on the road like new film, balling hand all net like there's no rim. It would be a lie if I told you no pen, that's awkward, like playing violin with no chin. So then, let's kick it off like halftime. Millie on the watch and I still never have time. Feel that I'm spending, feel that I'm building momentum with each rhyme. Hope they wearing shades cause they say my shine blinds, but I never mind. Seven spine, dismantle minds when I rhyme. Music in the air like wind chimes. That's all I got. So that's my bars flow.
Oh, it's on me.
It definitely is on you.
Main event.
This shit never came out.
Please give me some shit that never came out.
Huh?
Yeah, we want some shit that never came out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I say I'm fly as a hero. My bank account really got zeros on zeros. Shit boosted my ego. Cause I'm still from the street and I gamble like Pete Rose. And I stay with the snub nose. By jury like I'm a, he say by jury like I'm copping work from Amigo. Came through with 3 chains on. That's 3 kilos on top of a kilo. Look, I came from the bottom. This summer I might come through in that Rari with G-Rap beside me. If it's beef, motherfuckers ain't doing no hiding. Cause we striking, we riding. Ain't none of my niggas about chucking and jiving. Boy, I feel like Bin Laden. When them goons come out, be killers and robbers. Man, I get it and move it. When the pack land, I go pick it up like a Uber and chop it and distribute it. Man, these are our facts. Ain't no white lies in my music. Been stunting, that's all that I do. And I'm flooded, I'm dining. So got a shout out to my jeweler. My he said, I got a shout out to my jeweler. My ISIS. I don't know the rest of that shit.
Work, man.
That was dope.
I don't know. I could have clowned for y'all, but it's just, you know.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man. You want another shot? I feel like you want to go again.
Huh? I'm off more than just liquor right now. I'm great.
You good?
Shit. Now I'm rapping. He say, oh, y'all got me up now. In the club mixing Douce and vodka. Wild nigga in high school, I had the tool in my locker. In the club with gorillas, I don't fuck with imposters. And every time the plug, pitch it like he calling an option. If the rock in my possession, check the record. I don't fumble much. 2J's turnt, waiting for jumps. That's double dutch. I can show you how to do some numbers in a couple of months. Cop the 600. Tell my nigga Dirk, we doubled up. In my hood, and niggas need a passenger to slide through. Came in 6'6". When he left, he was 5'2". I dreamed of a crib, big pool, and like 9 rooms. Now I got a pib. He say, now I got a crib, big pool, and like 5 rooms. Yeah. Real talk, nigga, dreams come true. You gotta grind. Don't let them dreams come haunt you. He say, I live by the code. Every day I die by the rules. I'm a shark. These niggas marks like some stepped on shoes. Listen. You know I fuck with DC, I spent the bag in Tyson's. No disrespect to Bob Barker, I don't ask for prices. Where I'm from, them felonies, the only thing we fighting. Shots to have you stiffer than a bad case of arthritis. Compare me to a private jet, bet you I'm the flyest. And I'm taking off, you sure at first I take it all. I ball without a budget, I don't touch it unless it's raw. So much butter, I'm suffering from high cholesterol. A nigga, he said a nigga invited me to lunch trying to discuss a ticket. I rolled up like a soccer ball, but I ain't trying to kick it. And if it ain't what I want, then I ain't fucking with it. And I'm running off the first time you send double digits. First grade. All right. Woo! Hey.
Yo, we did it like how we gotta do it. Drink champs. Let's take a picture and take a drop.
And a peepee's break. Before we get out of here, we just want to remind you that you can buy Drink Champs gear at your local DTLR store. So look up the store nearest to you. You can also buy Drink Champs gear and other merch at drinkchamps.com or 8and9.com. Check us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Then unedited audio drops Monday nights going into Tuesday at midnight. Then check for the unedited video Wednesdays on revolt.tv, drinkchamps.com, or you can go directly to YouTube. Look out for Nori's new food show coming soon, as well as new project featuring the upcoming single Uno Mas, produced and featuring Pharrell. Check for my Coming Home documentaries, Coming Home Vietnam documentary right now, currently airing on Revolt TV, and coming soon, Coming Home Columbia. Follow us at Drink Champs on IG, Twitter, and Facebook, and Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and me, EFN, at Who's Crazy on IG, and at DJ EFN on Twitter. And until next week, we out of here. Peace.
Sierra Leone has some of the world's highest maternal mortality rates. One nurse, Zainab, has not lost a single mother. This Mother's Day, join CARE in supporting maternal health around the world. Learn more at care.org/Mother's Day.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.